Paul Hunt is with us today. Paul is our Chief Human Rights Commissioner. He studied at both Cambridge and Waikato University and has long been involved in human rights work, both here, offshore in Europe, the Middle East, and even Africa. But today we are talking about the hate speech kaupapa, and political opinion should be excluded from hate speech protections. The Commission's largely endorsed the government's proposals to broaden protection against hate speech, but doesn't want that political opinion opinion included. Paul, thank you for joining us on Irirangi Wātea. Kia ora anō.
Kia ora, Dale. Thanks for inviting me.
Okay, so hate speech is obviously problematic and at times disgusting. But it's interesting that we're trying to refine our laws, trying to keep a handle on hate speech. Firstly, do you support the intent of the bill?
Yes. The bill is heading in the proposals. They're out, just finished consultation. The proposals are heading in the right direction, Dale. Look, there's evidence that hate speech is becoming more mainstream. We know there's a link between hate speech and violence. All societies have to find a way of addressing hate speech one way or another. I think the best antidote to hate speech is to create a society which is based on equality and fairness and respect, which nurtures relationships, which honors responsibilities, and in the case of Aotearoa, grounded on paperiti. So I think that's the way to go. But the government, actually, to its credit, has a raft of measures, Dale, that's trying to address the causes of hate speech. So, they're advocating, better public education about paperiti and rights and responsibilities. They're calling for a more diverse public service. They're calling for, honouring paperiti. Let's hold them to account on that. And they're also calling for improved hate speech laws. So, hate speech is just one small part of what needs to be done if we are to really challenge and get rid of hate speech laws. And Dale, in my view, when looking at hate speech laws, one has to contextualize. One has to, in Aotearoa, of course, the foundation is the Declaration of 1835 and paperiti. So hate speech approaches have to be grounded on those laws, and they have to be contextualized in the context of colonization, of systemic discrimination, of land confiscation, atrocities like Parihaka and violence against children who are speaking to Reo in schools. That we have to be aware of that context. So it seems to me that effective hate speech laws have to be grounded in that context if they are to get traction. And in the meantime, to circle back to these current proposals that are being made, I think that they're in the right direction. I think they're one small part of exploding the causes, getting rid of the causes of hate speech. So they're necessary, but they're not sufficient.
Well, I guess we're always going to have idiots, and the kaupapa, I guess, is trying to protect freedom of expression, and when that falls out of line into hate speech. Can you give us some, we've had disparaging comments, of course, and negative stereotyping. It's part of the Māori history. But what we don't want is white supremacists and the like, or anti-Semitic comments making headlines. And sadly, it feels as though the anonymity that social media provides is the backdrop for much of the issue that we are trying to grapple with. What would you say of that? Because and some examples maybe even of hate speech, or even, Paul, of other countries that might have tried to keep a lid on it. Is this unusual? And you know, what would you say of the role of social media here and the way that keyboard idiots can get traction?
Oh, Dale, it's a huge problem, and we've really got to confront it. And you know, hate speech is more mainstream now than it used to be, and we know from evidence there's a link between hate speech and violence. So we've got to take it really, really seriously. And these proposals that presently are on the table, I think they are worthy of support, qualified support. There are some problems with these proposals, but on the whole, I think they're in the right direction to try and deal with the environment in which hate speech flourishes. Now, look, to be a little bit more specific, the current proposals, Dale, they do give they do expand the groups that are protected from hate speech. So Tangata Whenua, they were there before and they remain there. But there are now other groups that are going to be protected, some of whom, of course, are Tangata Whenua. So disabled people are now to be protected. Sexual minorities are now to be protected. Religious communities are now to be protected. So, and that's not an exhaustive list. So I think, though, that helps. Those expansion of groups protected helps. There's another change, Dale, that is in the proposals that have been out for comment. The proposal is to include not just inciting hatred as being unacceptable, but also inciting discrimination. So the proposal is that inciting discrimination should be against the civil law, and that should offer some more protection to Tangata Whenua than they've had hitherto. But I think the really important thing about this discussion around hate speech is that the discussion doesn't stay with discussion about hate speech laws. This discussion about hate speech opens the door, Dale, to a much wider discussion about systemic racism and how we can respond to it, how we can respond to dishonoring te tiriti. And, you know, I often go and read stuff by Moana Jackson, and just a couple of years ago, he wrote about how we've got to rethink free speech. And I think that's right. We've got to look at free speech through the lens of Te Ao Māori, the Declaration, and te tiriti o Waitangi. And we've got to think of it in terms of nurturing relationships and honouring responsibilities as well as freedoms of speech. Important though freedom of speech is, it has to be part of a package of nurturing relationships and honouring our responsibilities. So it's a tall order, Dale. It's complicated. We do need up-to-date hate speech laws. The current hate speech laws are out of date. They're not fit for purpose. So the proposals, I feel, should be supported because there are some good things in it, but with qualified support, they can be improved in certain ways. But they're never, hate speech laws alone are never going to get rid of hate speech. It's other stuff that's going to get rid of hate speech. And that's, I think, where the real struggle is. It's creating a society which is multicultural, but grounded on te tiriti and honors te tiriti. That's the way to go in order to expunge hate speech. But it's going to be a tall order. We've all got a role to play.